Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday up until about February of 09 or so. January 09. When's
your... I think I'm staying until my birthday, right?
Is that,
You know what? I'll stay until you go on vacation at Christmas. Aren't you going on a Christmas vacation or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stay till then.
In 09? Excellent.
Oh.
Christmas 09.
See?
Christmas 09.
You know, you tricked the black man.
All right. And Kevin Eubanks is with us. Always nice to see you.
Good to see you, Tim. What's
and,
up,
man? And if you're going to watch The Tonight Show, you'll recognize Kevin immediately.
He's the guy that's not Sam Jackson tonight.
Yes. Now, is that you put that whole band together over there?
No, I put portions of it together. I wish I could put the whole thing together.
See,
but
keep in mind, Kevin wasn't the original musical conductor. Right. It was
Branford
Marsalis.
Branford was there, right. And I was the guitar player in the band. Jay and Branford couldn't agree on what cereal for breakfast, so then they had to get somebody else.
Hey, look who's on the screen up there.
Spike.
That is Branford Marsalis' good friend.
Yeah.
Who I heard once turn to Branford and say, I can't believe you're doing this night show.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of.
Yeah, there was a little pressure put on my man to. And all
sounds
that.
Like a great gig to me. I don't know.
Hey,
Jesus me Christ. Too.
You know what? If you understand the music business in this country, it is a wonderful gig.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I mean, on TV every night.
Well, I think some of us take things a little bit too seriously. You know, it's a job. It's not. If you want to play some other kind of music, which you could call more serious or whatever that means to you, then that's fine. But I don't understand putting a certain thing down, or is it, you know, it's just deal with it. If you don't dig it, just walk away. It's
give
a nice
me,
gig. You know what I mean?
Offer me $10 million to play "Oops, I Did It Again" for 10 seconds coming out of commercial. offer me the money.
So, but I wish I had put the whole band together, but circumstances didn't allow for that. But I put a portion of it together.
Excellent.
And
and are they all going to go with you guys?
They're all listening right now. He's talking about it now. All the wives are listening anyway.
Let me ask you a question, Kevin, and you don't have to answer this, but I know everybody's wondering. Don't we have to find out soon where Jay is going?
Yeah.
I mean, 09, I'm already planning not to be here on Wednesday.
I know, I need to find out soon.
Yeah, is it April of 09?
No, it's May. May 29th.
May 29th.
Right now, it's supposed to be May 29th and Conan on June 2nd.
They should be trying on new suits doing some marketing.
That's the last thing I heard, you know.
And Conan will be doing a show from Los Angeles?
From what I hear from Los Angeles, you know.
Where, at NBC?
And I just heard this from the security guard and the guy in the mailroom, so I don't really, but everybody's saying the same thing, so.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that they're building him a studio.
Conan a studio. Yeah, that's what I heard too. I heard it was on at Universal.
Yeah, and if that doesn't piss Jay Leno off to the point where he wants to kill something.
Well, Jay likes the studio he's in. That was built for Jay.
Jay redid it. Jay went to SNL and saw their set once.
Yeah, he saw
came
it was
back
nice and small
and totally redid his
Jay's
vibe.
Very comfortable with his set, and the show was going great. Everybody's doing really good. Everybody's having a good time. And
how
and
can you
that.
Fire the guy who's number one?
But what about his audience?
And how about being number one on a network that's sometimes number four?
Right.
I mean, people are there are a lot of people that are missing an NBC show here and there, and they yet 11:30 every night they get up and turn that station.
Since the Hugh Grant booking, he has ruled and been number one. And here's something else that's very interesting about Jay being fired as the number one guy. Conan, and I love Conan, he's a funny guy.
Right.
But Conan is not doing well against Ferguson in the 12:30 spot.
Right.
He sometimes loses at 12:30. I don't understand firing the guy who's number one. That's the last time this was done was when Michael Jordan was let go by Krause for the Chicago Bulls, and he went to Washington to play for the Wizards. You never let Jordan go. You don't let Jordan go until he's in a casket.
Oh,
I think we should bring Obama in to solve the whole thing. He could just come in and work it out because since he got out of that spaceship and Jarrell put him in there and came to Earth. And
it was pretty cool last night during the Obama speech is when he said to his kids, he goes, well, you guys deserve the puppy we're going to get now for the White
House. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, the girls got their wish. They got a dog.
I think it's cute that Tim has become an Obama fan.
I love it. Listen,
I'm a Republican, but I'm not an a-hole. And I'd like to, when Clinton was in there, I had a picture of Clinton in my office. And when Bush was in there, I got got a picture of Bush. And when Obama takes over, I'll put a picture of Obama in my office. But because I really like to see this country do well, whether it's Republican or Democrat, I really like to see this country do well.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If the Republican Party doesn't come back from this in 8 years, and I mean, right now they're looking at Palin. If she's the all-star,
no,
then they're in trouble, right?
Bobby, you know, Jindal, Louisiana, Bobby Jindal.
If they don't come out in 8 years, do you think the, and things go well, things are doing better, and,
right,
and they can sell that to the American people,
right,
do you think the independent party is going to get a star?
I don't think so. No, I think
on
I
the
think
Walk of Fame.
Well, no,
no,
no. I mean, there's got to be some talent that can't fit into the Democratic Party that's on the move, and Republican Party that's too far right for an independent person. So you don't think there's any stars that
so
can
no
come out of there?
No, because the Republicans and Democrats, whenever an independent comes up, they both go after him very hard.
Okay.
And I think it's impossible to have a third party in this country.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, there's too much history and too much money.
Okay. Yeah, they would need a lot of money.
Yeah, they need an S-load of money. All right, well, we'll come back when Channel 9 comes back to it. But there's a huge protest going on.
And
when they
Prop
come back,
8?
Yeah, when
is
they come back
still
to a live shot, they've closed down some streets, and we'll get some more information on that. But it's a huge
that's a bad
proposition.
That whole
do
thing, the way the proposition was worded was terrible,
yeah,
and the whole thing. And I think it's really embarrassing to make that into a, you know, it's somebody's civil rights, and it's state by state. I mean, there were things where, you know, certain people couldn't read at certain times, or people couldn't marry this people of another race at a time, or you couldn't vote and things like that. And I just think it's really strange that people get to vote on who you get to marry or not. I think it's a religious thing. If it's in your church and all that, fine. But when it becomes a something that's in society and it's a political thing, I just think that's too weird. That's voting on somebody's civil rights to marry who they want to marry under the guise of it's a religious thing. So what does that have to do with, you know, a civil right of somebody? I don't get
no,
that.
I don't think that there are many people out there that disagree with you. When it comes to the rights for everybody in this country, everybody should have the same rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people were pissed off that it was called marriage and marrying.
Why?
You know, because, well, it's, you know, there's a big tradition.
It's
like you can't call something, for instance, and we've talked about this before, but if they called it bar mitzvah,
mm-hmm,
you know, the Jewish people in this country would come out and go, wait a minute, we've locked that off.
Okay.
That's for a 13-year-old
okay
Jewish boy.
You know, my dad was a Baptist preacher from Georgia, and the term marriage had a special significance. It was a word that meant a man and a woman, this wonderful matrimony, and he wouldn't want to hear it.
Yeah,
you know? If you don't want to hear it, is one thing. Because my parents, as you know, are deeply
absolutely
religious, and me and my mom talked about this last night on my
mom,
way
and
to
your
Obama's
mom's right,
party,
by the way.
You know? I think it's crossing over, you know, somebody's civil rights with somebody's religious beliefs, and I don't think they should, you know, be in. And I don't think it should be on the ballot when you're voting for president either. And the way this one was worded was definitely strange with all the other stuff you got to get into with this election and all that.
Yeah, all of a sudden we were talking about whether our children can be taught about sexuality in second grade or something. I was watching those commercials.
Yeah,
they were confusing me.
And why
is
that on a presidential ballot, you know?
Yeah, well,
and if you don't want it, say, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, like a double entendre or something. It's just so weird.
Florida passed it as well. And I think a lot of people in this country are still conservative when it comes to marriage.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, you know, it's unfortunate for, you know, for a lot of people that did get married. I guess 18,000 people got married, or 18,000 couples.
Yeah.
Got married between July and now.
Shouldn't that be like, well, if 18,000 couples are doing this, not hurting anybody else, and it's not, shouldn't they be allowed to do it? I mean, I don't,
yeah,
you
but
know, I don't get it.
Here's also something that you and I will never have this conversation, or Arsenio, but our kids and grandkids are going to have this if this proposition were to pass, where my daughter would say, hey, my friend, you know, Stacy's getting married. Oh, to a man or a woman?
Like,
why would you ask that? Like, well, I'm just wondering, you know, what to buy these people.
Yeah, but after that, nobody would even ask. It would just be like, you know, pretty soon, you know, people say it is computers or computer TV or something like that. That's in a transitional phase. But once it becomes a habit and people see it in a certain way, you're not even going to ask who is it or what sex it is. It's just,
okay, here's
it's
a question,
a union,
Kevin.
You know?
Okay, when you're married, don't you, and Tim would know this, don't you get certain tax breaks if you're married versus
right
single?
Well, yes. Yeah, you do.
So wouldn't that play into this? Now they'd also get tax breaks?
Well, they, I think they get them as a civil union. I think
in,
everything
in the union,
in there,
they get everything, you know, except they don't get the title marriage, right?
Right.
Is that
yeah.
right?
And, you know, when in July, when it the Supreme Court, the California Supreme Court overturned it, they changed the documents in the courts when you file to get married. Instead of man and wife, it said party A and party B. That was a little rough for people.
Party A and party B. Are we in a test tube? Are we in a, you know,
all right, here it is. Let's turn on Channel 9 real quick and see where this big protest is. I think it's in Hollywood.
Well, the LAPD tried to stop this crowd from moving northbound on Highland. About 500 people all together, and they put a little skirmish line together here at Hollywood Boulevard so they could not keep going northbound. They wanted to encourage the crowd to start moving back toward West Hollywood. Instead, a couple of people broke through the skirmish line. In fact, one person even jumped on top of that LAPD squad car that you see on the right side.
Oh, and, there's A.C. Green.
Broke through the line.
There former Laker, A.C. Green.
It was one person that was fighting with the LAPD. They were trying to get that person subdued, and that person would not stop resisting. In fact, several other people had broken through, and you see at the bottom of your picture, this is just about 2 minutes ago, that person right there was causing a lot of trouble with the LAPD, and they were simply saying, go back to the crowd. You guys can turn back southbound and move back into West Hollywood, and it just wouldn't happen. In fact, if we just watch just one more second, you can see that at the bottom of your picture, somebody's still struggling, and then this person gets pushed back into line, and then she starts fighting with the LAPD again. So right now, most of the people who have been told to move south have now begun to sit down in a peaceful protest, saying, we are not going to move. We're going to stay right here. So what started out as a protest in West Hollywood splintered off into several protests around the Southland. And now this one seems to be getting a little heated here in Hollywood, at Hollywood and Highland.
You know what? If they said that it was illegal for heterosexuals to get married, I wouldn't be on Highland.
Not at all.
That's because you already know what it is.
I'd just go home.
They don't know.
I'd be at home with a joint watching World's Funniest Videos.
They don't know what they're in
they
for.
They don't know what they're. That's the only reason they're out there. Is they don't, you know.
I heard an interesting call the other day to the Tom Likas show, where a guy said if they do allow gays to get married, that it would end palimony. Either you're married or you're not.
Or you're not, right?
And so if you live with a chick for 5 or 6 years, you wouldn't have to cut her a check at the end of it.
Good.
You could save some money there, shouldn't you?
Absolutely.
How much money could you save, by saying,
oh, look at Jackie Johnson. You actually can't be ugly and work at Channel 9, can you?
No, you can't. They'll throw your ass
it's
up.
It's part of the hiring practice.
Yes.
She is so fine. She's so fine that she could be black. Look at her ass.
Hey, I wanted to tell you this on the air because I wanted to get your reaction on the air.
Okay.
And Kevin Eubanks is with us as well, Arsenio Hall. I went to the LA Zoo today with my daughter. And I bought a season pass because she loves those animals. And so instead of paying, you know, $20 at the time to get in, bought like a $50 pass and go anytime you want. So I'm at the LA Zoo with her today, walking around, and she likes to see the gorillas, the elephants. I mean, she's got a whole run there, the zebras, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the end, and it's getting dark. It's about 5 o'clock. And she said, Dad, can I get a toy? And I said, you can get a small one, you know, something under $5. Because I like to, you know, I hate to, you know, just buy her everything, when, you know, even though I can afford to buy her maybe two or three toys.
Yeah.
I don't like to really do that. So I said, you can buy something under $5. And she said, I want a magic wand. So we went into the store, and she found this little wand for $3. I paid for it, and I left the stroller outside. I don't like to bring the stroller in the shop because I think you're ripping him off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I leave the stroller outside. We go out back to the stroller, and her diaper bag is gone. The stroller has been rifled through in the LA Zoo, and all of her crap is gone. Her sweater.
That bottle of Purell you carry.
Her Purell, her snacks, her sweater, her diaper bag, everything is gone. Mother effer stole and went through like my daughter was sitting there 4 minutes ago and some a-hole rifles through all of her crap and takes off with the bag, right? So I said to the security guard over at the LA Zoo, I said, hey, you know, maybe somebody thought it, you know, somebody took this diaper bag. It was my, and listen, I don't have one of those expensive strollers, you know, the three-wheeler with the shock absorber and the handbrakes and, you know, the $500 deals. I got one that costs, like, I think it was like $29 we bought at Target, you know. You can fold up real quickly and throw it in the back of the car. So I go to the security guard there, and I said, hey, somebody stole the bag here I have with all my daughter's stuff in it. And he says, oh, they probably thought it was a purse. It happens a lot. And I said, it happens where a lot? And he goes, well, here.
Jesus Christ.
Is that right? I said, so there's a lot of crime going on in the LA Zoo, and nobody really does anything about it? Everybody's really cool with, ripping crap off here? And he's like, well, you didn't hear that from me. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And so I always, like, you know, felt safe at the LA Zoo. It's like in Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm. Once you get in the park, you have a sense that, you know, that people are going to be, you know, behave and be cool.
Right.
But the LA Zoo is now off my my list of places where I feel
low,
cool.
It's low to steal a diaper bag.
Well, here's how low it is. It's a woman's diaper bag because, you know, it's my wife usually carries it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's a cheap stroller. So somebody looked at it and probably thought, oh, there's probably a single woman who's with her daughter or son at the LA Zoo. I'm going to grab her crap and take off with it. Mm-hmm. You know? It's real effing low. It's a real low-end move.
They took some lady's wheelchair like 6 months ago. I mean, wheelchairs and diaper bags.
Oh, this
come
is
on.
Bad.
Yeah,
this is
wheelchair
bad.
Is pretty bad.
Let's go back to the gay protests on the street. Where's Gina at in her shoes anyway?
I could talk about Jackie Johnson for hours.
Yes. All right, let's take some phone calls here. We'll open up the phones. And also, if you've been a victim of crime at the LA Zoo, you call us here.
One of the animals did that.
Yeah, whoever did it should have stayed at the zoo. Just climbed over one of the cages and hung out there.
You animal.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Again, if you've been a victim at the LA Zoo, you want to blast away, we'll put you on the air. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Our main number, 520-9710. And if you got a Triple A Jones, 520-9710.
Now, Tim, we don't need to expand the topic beyond the zoo. Okay, here we go. Zoo.
No, you can call up and
zoo victims. Give us a call.
Kevin Eubanks is with us. Arsenio Hall, if you'd like to talk to one of these two chaps, we can. But if you've ever been a victim of a crime at that S-hole that they call the LA Zoo, where all the animals are either sleeping or they syphilitic. Look like they're dead, or you got to pass the flamingo cage and hold your breath for 5 minutes because nobody's cleaning up the flamingo crap.
These are animals
LA Zoo.
That the people at Circus Vargas say, oh, we're not taking that flamingo.
The one nice thing that they got going over at the LA Zoo is that brand new gorilla cage. Have you been there recently?
No, I haven't, Tim.
This is only a conversation men with kids have.
Absolutely.
I have nothing to say. I don't know.
When's the last time you were at the LA Zoo?
I've never been to the LA Zoo. We got grown men talking. Obama just came recently. We got people protesting the street. Man, I was at the zoo and somebody took the diaper bag.
That's true.
There's a reward offered for the...
Tim and I have had some very
sensitive
conversations.
We've got kids. There's a lot of guys out there who have kids. How old are you?
51.
Are you going to have kids?
Now at 51?
Yes, huh?
No
his penis is shooting dust at this point. I doubt if there'll be any kids in his future.
No, but I really love kids, though. I really love kids. No, seriously. And
I was like that, though. I hate it. I liked kids, but I didn't want to have any of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was 40. And then when I had my daughter, man, it changed my life.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah. Something happens to you chemically, I think, or inside. Just changes your whole body.
Oh, yeah. My dad says it just gets you to sleep in the other room.
But Kevin is real good with children, too.
Yeah. I have three brothers, and they're all married with kids. And my mom is sad because she said, you would make the best parent, and you're the best in the house with kids. So why don't you have kids and all that? And my dad just goes, leave them alone.
You never wanted to have kids, huh?
With this one girl I did, but for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons.
You talking about...
No.
Just to try to hold on, huh?
Yeah, and I'm glad it didn't happen, you know what I mean? But other than that, I just kind of felt like the world was terrible and blah, blah, and that kind of, you know, that kind of fatalistic type vibe got in me, and I just said, I don't like what kids have to go through. So I'm very protective of kids.
Right.
And I don't like what they have to go through in this world, and it's all our faults, really. but that turned me off to having kids. And finding a woman that I really trusted with all of that power that they have over you because they have your kids and the whole thing.
Tell
you
all
know,
my business.
I moved to L.A. and then that sealed the deal. Like, no way.
You know what? You know what else bothered him is that 2-hour Chris Hansen special. Shook him up.
It's like, they can do that? Is this a reality show? Is that for real? You know. We'll move up to 18. Now I'm just.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you never really truly know love and especially fear until you have kids.
Right.
And
the love
fear,
part.
Man.
Cool. The
Jesus
fear thing.
Christ.
I mean, even my nieces and nephews, I'm terrified about things happening to them and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like half a coward about it, truthfully.
I used to be able to enjoy weed, and I can't once I had a kid because I get too paranoid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't want to leave your kid at the zoo.
Why don't you give the kid the weed?
All right, let's go back up to...
I got
to,
my cotton candy, but I feel like I forgot something.
Let's go back to Channel 9 here and see what's going on with this protest in Hollywood. There it is. All right, they showed you a live picture of it. It's on Highland. It looks like Highland and Hollywood out there.
Let them get
married. When we come back, we'll have more of that. Kevin Eubanks is with us. We'll open up the phones here, 520-9710.
Has anybody
and
seen
888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday.
Kevin's
it is
theme
the Tim
song
Conway
in the
Jr.
Background.
Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Disco don't open after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the drinks come out at night. The drinks come out at night. The drinks come out at night.
The drinks come out.
The drinks come out at night.
97.1 FM Talk.
You go, dog.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday. And Kevin Eubanks joins us
from
the Tonight Show. Look at that. And if you'd like to watch him tonight, 11:35 on Channel 4. And who's on tonight? Wesley Snipes, right?
Samuel Jackson. Snakes
Wesley
in your pants.
Wesley Wishy was on. Him and Mike Vick are like, hey, my little show would like to be on a Tonight Show tonight.
Now, is Wesley in jail or is he appealing?
I think he's in jail while he's appealing.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he got caught up in the with that crew of you don't have to pay taxes. And turns out you do.
How do you come in and say that, you know?
I know.
I mean, it's like, come on. You just should have stuck with Blade 1, because that was the best one. It started to, you know.
You should have stuck with Halle Berry.
Well, was he with Halle Berry?
Back in the day, yeah. First Halle Berry boyfriend I remember was Wesley.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at that. But, what happened to the musician she was dating? The guy with the long hair?
Eric Benet. He has has a sexual addiction.
Wow,
so
is
they
that
broke
rhyme?
Up. Yeah,
come on.
Interesting.
We all have sexual addictions. Doesn't that come with the male hormones? I mean, you know, I have a sexual addiction. It wasn't my fault.
Okay, so wait a minute, guys. You don't believe there's truly a sexual addiction when Bill Clinton or Eric Benet say they have a?
Yes, I think it happened. I think it's true. Yes,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. You don't think so?
Hell no.
Oh, I think so. I think it's anything could be an addiction nowadays. But here's
an addiction when it's a guy. If it's a woman, it's a hoe.
When
you know, it's the same thing.
You know, gambling is an addiction, and I think it was who was it? The comic that said that McDonald, Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald.
Norm
yes.
McDonald said gambling
on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, he says Oh, that's right. He's a gambling addiction, but it's the only addiction where you can make a lot of money. Which I think is part of the addiction.
Shouldn't addictions be stuff that are like chemical that you can't, you know, like, you know, if you do like heroin or too much blow? I mean, shouldn't it be like this chemical reaction?
Too much
that
what?
Makes
I'm sorry. You stunted your sentence. Too much what?
Too much whatever.
Yeah, too much blow.
Too much blow. Well, you can never, well, but you know, when people say like, well, there's things that I really like, like a kid likes to do something, say, but mommy, I'm addicted to it. I can't stop watching TV.
Right.
Or, so when we grow up, and since we start making the rules as we get older, we start saying that, well, we're addicted to things that we really just don't want to stop doing.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't think that's an addiction. That's just like an indulgent, you know, type of attitude.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that with everything, because, for instance, if you're addicted to booze, you know, to liquor.
Well, but that's a chemical reaction in your body that makes your body want that. It's just not something that, you know, like, I like watching TV, or I like grabbing, you know, Gina on her... Or
and her poo nanny.
I mean, but those things are just things that you want to do.
Right.
But it's not like a chemical reaction that you get caught up in and you can't help it, and they put you on a stretcher and you still want it and all that.
I'm still stuck at the visual image of you grabbing Gina like a bowling ball. And anyway, go on.
Princess doesn't
Whoa.
Like that.
A bowling ball.
Princess,
I
want to
use more than three fingers. What do you mean, a bowling ball?
Hey, let me do with my hand what I want to do. You do with your hand what you want to do.
Princess doesn't like that.
Strike.
Yeah, bowling ball, Gina?
She's totally appalled.
I haven't. Are you really? You're not. Are you? No, Gina, don't say that.
And to think I changed into a chocolate brown skirt for you.
Oh, Arsenio man. Said that. Arsenio said it. I didn't
you.
Say that. Arsenio said it.
I messed it up.
But the bowling
you.
Ball
I
is like.
I messed it up for
is
you.
Is it like that, Gina? What is.
You know what? Again, Kevin Eubanks with us, Arsenio Hall. making friends with Gina. I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to go to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. Stand up there and say, I'm addicted to gambling. My name is Tim. Hey, Tim, how you doing? This is my story, my gambling story. I went to Vegas last weekend with $10,000 on me. First time I've ever been to Vegas. I turned into $150,000. And I thought, man, this is really great. So I want to quit while I'm ahead because I know I'm addicted to gambling. So I've made 150 grand and I need you guys to help me quit. At that point, all these mother effers who are sitting there, you know, down to the last dime are going to rush this guy and kill him. You know, you go to a Gambler's Anonymous meeting, you say, I know this could be addicting, so I'm quitting at 150 grand up and knock your ass out.
So, Tim, we know what a gambling addiction is, and Kevin was talking about alcohol. How do I know if I have a sex addiction or if it's bull?
I think a psychiatrist or psychologist can handle
easy.
That.
If you're a man,
I'll give you a little help here. Dr. Drew defines the addiction, like sex addiction, when the consequences outweigh it. So if you start, your sexual addiction starts getting to some point where there's lots of actual consequences in your life, then you're addicted.
The consequences for everything, though.
No, but like major consequences. Like you're
like
so addicted to sex that, you know, you've got to be out at 3 a.m. on Sunset Boulevard every goddamn night.
You're just an idiot. It's not an addiction. You're just an idiot.
So if I leave my son, who's 9, at home alone, and I have to go and meet this chick over in this area near Downey.
Right.
I'm talking about a friend of mine.
Right.
You used to call me and say, there's two of them, man. Let's
Kevin,
go, man.
Bring
get dressed.
Bring your guitar. Watch my son. I'll be right back.
Don't be a player hater. If you have a 2-year-old, you leave in the car while you go in to get a massage from a massage parlor. I guess that could be a...
Hey, by the way, I had a girl come meet me, and like at 3 in the morning, she comes in my crib, right? I get off. I go there. She meets me there. She told me later her kid was in her car asleep.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
How old was the kid?
Jesus Christ.
The kid was, you know, I mean, not in this in his teens.
Wow.
So Arsenio said, let's hurry up, dude.
She didn't know the kid was in the car, though.
I didn't know.
Until what, the next day? Or
I didn't know until midway through the night, she told me.
Oh, really?
She said, my kid's in the car. Because I asked her, I said, so is your mother watching your son? And she said, my son's out in the car.
Is he sleeping out there?
Yeah, sleeping in the car.
Jesus Christ.
Look what
the chicks will do to be with you, man.
No, that's just one chick. I made her crack the window. We took some biscuits and put in the car. But that's just one woman, man.
Can't you get her some daycare, Arsenio?
Some night care if she had just told me.
You know? Let's talk to Roger here in San Diego. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello, Tim. How you doing,
guys? All right, man.
Hey, man, I love your show every night.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just got a couple of questions for you.
Kevin and Arsenio, if it's not too much of a problem.
Let's go.
Bring it, man.
Okay. First of all, Kevin.
Yeah.
Big fan of you when you were with the group called Slave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's that?
Slide by Slave.
Man. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Hey. Kevin was a rhythm guitar player with an R&B group back about 20 years ago, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's back
well, in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, well, no. Slide. This was up in Boston. That's where we recorded that record.
Why don't you slide?
Yeah.
Hey, my question is, do you stay in touch with these guys? And the second question is, do you plan on coming out with a solo CD anytime soon?
The first question, no, I don't stay in touch with them. I only knew them for a very brief period of time.
That guy's name was Steve Arrington.
Steve Arrington, and Dodge was the drummer. They were definitely some funky cats. They were actually from Dayton, Ohio. The core of that group. And no, I haven't stayed in touch with them at all. And yes, I am going to come out with a solo CD because I want to start touring in Europe again. And apparently, the agent said, well, you haven't played here in 16 years because I've been here doing a TV thing, and I want to start going on the road again since Conan has, everybody's got plans, so I figured I might as well have some plans,
too. Yeah, you got to plans.
Know? And, so
how
I'm
long have you been doing the Tonight
something.
Show?
16 years, by the end of next May, if that holds true.
Wait a minute, you've been doing the Tonight Show for 16 years?
16 years, yeah.
He was there even when Branford was the conductor.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you go back to Carson, or...
No. I started when Jay started.
Jay's been there 16 years?
Yeah, we started in May 22nd of 92.
And he's still number one.
May 25th.
I thought, if somebody had asked me real quick, how long has Jay Leno been doing the Tonight Show, I'd say 8 years.
You Jesus know what? Christ. In 2009... I will have been gone from late night talk for 20 years.
God almighty. Oh,
January 2nd, 2009 is the 20th anniversary.
Wow, very good.
Ooh.
Got a crack staff here.
He's got a tattooed on his arm.
Wow. Hey, Arsenio.
Yo, dog.
Hey, I got a question for you. It's a pleasure talking to you. Also, you, Kevin, also. But got a question for you, Arsenio. That first CD that you put out, Larger Than Charge, man. That was a legit CD, dog.
Chunky A? Is that the Chunky A one?
Yeah.
It used to be Love, Large and In Charge and the Kids in the Car.
You know what? It was supposed to be funny. Maybe I really messed up.
No, it was legit, man. It was true. It was true.
Randy. Randy's amazing.
In the mall, buying some tennis shoes, and I spalled in basketball. Guess who I saw? Looking good as new money. Wearing tight biker shorts. Her frame sweet like honey.
Is this Cool Moe Dee? All right, real quickly, let's go to Channel 9, see what's going on with this protest here in Hollywood.
Really good service.
Damn it, every time they go with it, they're there for like 2 seconds. All right, back to Arsenio rapping.
Go back to Fool Moe Dee. Crazy fool-ass Moe Dee. Yes.
Write this at Fanger Plus.
Oh, man. I'll never forget the moment. I was at Manchu Walk. Gave me a little rice.
And I said, Mom left me in the car.
I think while I'm out here, I'll write Stank Breath.
Right, here's a little Slate for you guys.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Eubanks, man.
Hey, Kevin, did you play rhythm guitar on Make Me Weak at the Knees?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
I played bass on some of this record, too. Yeah.
When I was in college, this stuff was the... All right.
It's funny because they wanted me to go on tour with them. Yeah. I was like, you must be kidding. I was like, I need to pay. I was on welfare at the time in college. And I just was trying to get paid.
I can't believe that you had a hit record while I was dancing to it when I was in college.
Wow.
This was the tune.
How old were you when you did the doing this? 18?
18, 19, something like that, yeah.
Get ready for the hook, Tim. You got to get this hook right here. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Sing it, Timmy.
It's funny.
Get this note right here.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan.
They used to try to get me to do steps, and I can't dance at all. even when I'm drunk.
All right. Hey, Roger, you have any more questions?
One more, Tim.
You got it.
Hey, Arsenio, I just want to ask you, do you plan on putting out another musical CD?
No, man.
Why not, dog?
It's over?
Hey, you know what? I do things hoping that they're funny. When I find out they weren't, and people are asking me for another music CD, I move on.
Hey, no, but that was legit, man. That was legit.
Wow. I was just being silly, man. I love music. I'm a music fanatic, and I wanted to combine my love for music and my desire to make you laugh. I hope I didn't totally fail.
Hey, well, you pulled it off, man. You pulled it off, dog.
Thanks,
hey, Roger, hold on one sec. We're going to send you a pair of tickets to the 2008 Auto Club NHRA Finals, November 13th through the 16th at Pomona Raceway. Tickets are on sale at AutoClubRaceWayPomona.com.
And so I'd like to send you a child that's in a car out in my yard.
Yeah, that is. Did she tell you while you were having sex with her?
You know what? The story would be funnier if that were true. But we were just talking, and I said, "Your mom's watching the kid," and she says, you know, that moment where she didn't answer immediately. And then she said, he's in the car.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Because you know what? No matter how fine you are, that made me think, like, wow, I'm more turned on to people who are legitimate mothers.
Took that Viagra for nothing.
Because that just bummed me out. I didn't even have kids. And I was like, your kids out in the car? In my yard?
What kind of car was he, remember? Nice one?
You know what? If I
not
say
not so good?
Not so good.
Nova?
It was a it was called an AMC Spirit.
Oh boy.
But Arsenio, this chick was so hot for you that she wanted to put her kid in danger just to be with you.
I know, but
that's got to be something for your ego.
Well, for 300
during
an
the
hour.
Show?
Huh?
Was that during your show?
That was actually before the show.
What?
Which made me really want to get famous.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, if she left her kid in the car, imagine the kind of hits I'm going to be making if I get a million.
This is after Amazon Women on the Moon.
Yes,
no
exactly.
No substitution for that fame, man.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but after you get the show, they go, why don't you buy me a new car I can leave my kid in?
What was your move, though? I mean, when she said the kid's in the car, did you say, get out of here or bring the kid in?
We talked, and eventually I had to bring, you know, I went out with her, and we brought her kid in, and and he was kind of asleep, carrying him in, put him in the guest room.
That's because he has
a condo.
That's because he has an addiction to him.
Addicted to sleeping in cars.
Hey, yeah. Should I have told her to go home?
I don't know. I don't know what my move would have been. I think it would have been the same as yours. Let's bring the kid in.
What's really bad is I dated for
was
her
the,
for
was
another
the car,
2 years.
Was you the did? Car parked on the street?
Oh, no. I had a condo, and it was, she had actually come into my guest parking area.
All right.
At the condo.
And how long was she in your condo before she laid the news on you?
I would say 20 minutes.
Wow.
Because, you know, you're asking those preliminary questions. Hey, you want to take off your shoes? You want to put on one of my shirts? You know, and you're getting all that stuff. I'm glad your mother was able to babysit. And
well, it's a good thing you weren't at the zoo. Because you're come back, where's the kid? Who put these diapers in here?
Jesus Christ, man.
They took the bag and they took my side.
That is wild. That chick really wanted you, dude. Hey, Lou in Vegas, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I just had to get back on, Tim. Kevin, you know, one of the three greatest albums of all time, and I didn't know you were Enslaved, but I mean, you know. But one
all
of my
brothers
favorites,
are Enslaved, man. Don't ever forget it.
Don't even start.
All right, go ahead.
But one of the three greatest albums of all time was The Searcher. Which you did with GRP.
I got a lot of miles out of that.
I'm sitting next to the computer, and I'm going to give you a little flashback here. Hold on.
All right. Do your thing.
Here we go.
It's and radio, action. No dead
Jesus
air.
Jesus Christ.
He's no Randy.
Jimmy in Los Angeles, 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, it's Hot Rod Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, Arsenio.
Yo.
I remember one night you and you were talking about you and Kevin used to go to a strip club.
Kevin. yeah, go on, man.
And anyway, I came up with a parody song about it.
Oh, great.
She was a deaf stripper, couldn't hear me yet. I wrote her notes, I left home, but I forgot.
But thank you.
You know what?
One talented brother there.
Here's what's interesting. Some people who listen to the show never forget that. Remember that chick?
But that was hilarious, though.
The deaf stripper.
That has to be in a movie. And your next coming back to America,
that has to be a deaf stripper.
It's got to be
coming to America again.
I was in that club every night with a little spiral ring notepad, writing notes to this chick.
You have bizarre episodes with women, man. What's up with that?
I think it's a sexual addiction.
It's a sexual addiction.
Did she leave
her hearing aid in the car?
No. But you know what? I found her teeth later in my jacket pocket.
Thank you.
Thank you for my dentures.
Oh, Jesus.
You were laughing so hard that night, man.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I tell you, Arsenio, I got to give you a lot of credit. You never talk about the high-end chicks you get. You know, you always lay the funny low end stories out.
Yeah, because they don't call you the next day. You know, the deaf stripper is not going to call me tomorrow, but
right.
I could get a phone call from a Channel 9 journalist if I ain't careful.
Don in Paris, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just want to say good evening. I hope you guys are doing well. Sounds like you are. I was actually calling to touch a bit on Prop 8. And what it means now that it's passed to couples who were already married to begin with.
Right. They gotta move to Massachusetts.
Yeah, if only it were that easy. What I've heard so far is that their marriages will actually be retroactively annulled, which means that they're going to go back and take away the rights that they gave them, I think, back in July.
Right.
My big question is, does that mean they'll have to pay back the tax breaks that they received while they were married?
Wouldn't that be terrible?
That's an interesting question, though. Yeah. And Kevin has Tyler Perry on speed dial. Yeah.
No, what that means is you have to have a gay president next time.
Oh, man.
To repeal all the rights.
I also wanted to say, Kevin, hello, Arsenio. Big fan to you, both of you guys. You as well, Tim. I listen to your show all the time. I enjoy it immensely.
Hey, so you can't get married now? Is that the deal?
I'm sorry. No, it actually doesn't affect me at all. I'm completely straight.
Sure.
It's just I have a lot of friends who are, that do swing that way. So I just feel really sorry for them.
Right. All right, Donnie. You're a big stud, man. I imagine in Paris, though, it's tough to be gay.
Why?
That's not a. It's not. It's way out there. Like, isn't Paris like in San Bernardino or?
I'm thinking Paris, France.
No.
It's like, why would he be bringing up Paris?
Nah, he's like, it's out near. Where is Paris?
It's got to be in like the Inland Empire.
It's got to be out there. Yeah, I think it's near
the Redlands.
I think it's tough to be. You know, it's tough to be gay outside of a big city.
Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute.
It is.
I heard Randy's voice, and I heard a woman under the board. What's going on in there, Randy?
Oh, Michelle. She says it's by Hammett.
Oh, by Hammett. Okay. All right.
But no, how did I just hear her voice come out of your shirt?
She's talking through me. There's
a lot of people in that shirt. All right. Kevin Eubanks is with us. Also, Arsenio Hall. And John and Jeff are coming up next. We're live. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Back to Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall.
Let's put on blast, Doctor.
On 97.1 FM Dog.
Everybody, people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us, Kevin Eubanks, and joined by John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's going on with that big show tonight?
Tonight, a shocking survey. Overweight women are more sexually advanced and active than the average weight woman.
Wow.
Definitely.
Is that right?
They work harder.
Oh, yeah.
They try harder like Avis.
Yeah. And by the way, Star Jones won't leave her kid in the car when she comes to visit me.
Aren't they sort of forced to, though?
No. Some people like that kind of stuff.
You like Tim, I'm going to warn you. Like there's a chubby chaser in the room, and his name starts with the letter K. Okay? But I'm going to stay out of it.
So Kevin likes a little meat on the bone?
Yes, indeed.
I like hang with
big
that,
boned
man.
Women.
More cushion for the pushing.
What's that. Okay.
What's the heaviest you've ever gone?
Ooh.
You want 250?
I've been up over that.
Over 250?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
So that means you've never been with an Asian woman.
She's been with a chick named Odd Job, who actually was gigantic. Jesus.
Has she been close to 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, is
bonus.
That right? 300 yeah. pounds.
This was a long time ago. Nothing recent like
that's
that.
That's a huge bitch.
He made up for that by dating this gorgeous girl right now who weighs 130.
Wow. 300.
A little variety.
He calls her fatty.
But she has to wear the fat suit on my birthday.
Well, it's a Martin Lawrence. Happy birthday, brother.
All right. Thanks for coming by. Kevin Eubanks, everybody. Tonight's show, Arsenio Hall. You can see him on Channel 13 every Wednesday or hear him here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And John and Jeff are coming up immediately here. It is tomorrow, right after the Tom Likas Show. Tim Conway Jr. with What the Hell is Jesse Jackson. Say live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Me and your boy got pulled over at Jones Beach in New York. Me and Eddie got pulled over one time.
Is that right?
And the guy could care less about me, but he was determined to not know what Beverly Hills Cop was.
Oh, really?
And to put him through the... Well, Mr. Murphy, if your people have your tags, we're going to have to find your people, because I got you and you got no tags.
Oh,
and, he put him through that whole thing. So what do you do, Mr. Murphy? And I'm like, and I'm over in the passenger seat saying, stop it! I can't stop it! What do you do, Mr. Murphy? Stop it! I couldn't.